Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We've been discussing in the Hadith of qualities of Shia mentioned by Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he mentioned couple of points, and we are going to continue discussing on other points. The first point was Wara, and then Ijtihad, and then Ahlul Wafa. We discuss about these points, but the next point is Al-Amana wa Ahlul Zuhud. Amana means the person who is very honest. In the time of Imam Sadiq, someone came to Imam Sadiq and asked, Ya Imam, O son of Rasulullah, how should be introduced among others as Shia? Imam hold up his fingers and said, if people put fingers on you saying that, look at him, he is the true follower of Imam Sadiq, that much, if you're at that extent, if you're nice people, if you're good people, that people will point out on you saying that he is, look at him, he is the follower of Imam Ja'far Sadiq, then you can say you are the follower of Imam Sadiq. Means you have to be known with all those good qualities. You know that one have to have that qualities. So other quality has been mentioned in this hadith is mu'min has to be ahlul amana. You have to be very honest. You have to be very trustworthy. If someone gives you some word, if someone gives you some money, if someone gives you some wealth, if someone gives you in your protection or in your home, his family says, okay, I'm my friend, I'm traveling, keep my family with you for a week, or keep this money with you, or keep this thing with you, or this is my word, don't tell to anyone. That means you are not going to do any khiyana. You have to prove yourself that you are trustworthy. Others can trust you. Imam Sadiq in another hadith says, when your whole tribe can trust on you and say, without any other considerations, that like you are a Muslim or you're not Muslim, if others consider you as a loyal person, then you are truly mu'min. Then you are truly mu'min. Truly mu'min means everybody in your tribe, in your friends, in your community can trust on you. When you are totally trustworthy, then you can say, I'm a mu'min. And then next point Imam is discussing in this hadith is saying, you have to be Ahl al-Zuhud. Ahl al-Zuhud means we have a lot of belongings in this world, but we live with what we need, and that's it. If you need, like, you have 5 cars, you have a special car for your weekends, no, leave that car. If you need 1 car, which is enough for you, live with the least. So when you try to live with the least, that means you have a lot, but you are always ready to share your blessings with others. This is the meaning of Zuhud. It means if you have extra stuff, whatever it is, if you have extra stuff, share with others, give it to others, let others enjoy with your blessings. And 1 car is enough for you, few dresses good for you, few pair of shoes is good for you, few books is good for you. Whatever you need, if you are ready to survive with that, that means you are man of Zuhud. And this was the quality of Salman Farsi, this was the quality of Abu Zar Ghaffari, this was the quality of Ammar bin Yasir. All mostly followers of Ahlul Bayt, like Asbaq ibn Nubata, like others, they lived with the least. And living with the least necessary things, it means you are man of Zuhud. These are the other two qualities which have been discussed by Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam in this hadith. Be always man of Amana and Zuhud, inshaAllah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد